Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And Phil, I appreciate you pre-recording the news there so that they could use the booth to help out with Holiday Wish over there in Fun 107. But the computer played an old file, so you might need to. All right, go ahead and update that one. All right. So anyway, yes, they do have Holiday Wish going on over at Fun 107. And, you know, we do Mini Miracle where we focus on one family for the entire month. They actually have five families that they'll feature over the course of this week, a different family each day. And they've got all hands on deck with everybody in there helping out. So whatever they need, you know, we're happy to make space for them and give them the room that they need to be able to take as many phone calls as they can. Because as I said, they've got five families to deal with over the course of this week, where we're only focus on one here on WBSM so that we can put all of our efforts into one family. But they've been doing Holiday Wish for a long time. So they get, they've been doing it for 10 years. So they know how to do it, but they also need a little extra help there. So Phil's giving them a hand. All right. 508-996-0500. Did you really think that Juan Soto was going to the Red Sox, by the way? I don't know anybody that actually thought that the Red Sox were players. In that, there were certainly people that hoped, but a lot of people were saying it was just, you know, driving up the price. But I saw an interesting stat on TV. His contract is more than the current owners of the Red Sox paid to purchase the team back in 2002. They bought the franchise for $660 million. They were going to pay him $700 million for his career, for his contract, rather. So it just gives you a comparison of where baseball has gone over the last 20 years with these huge contracts. It's the highest, the 700, was it 735? And when all said and done, it could be over $800 million. It's the largest pro sports contract ever. For something that he, you know, if he hits the ball 40% of the time, he'll be the greatest hitter ever. So what does that say? You know, we're in the wrong business, everybody. We should have been born with the talent to hit a baseball. And, you know, put in the work to do it, too. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good. Did you get your mincemeat?
I did not. I got your message. I got back here very late from, I had so much I had to do with going to court and stuff on Friday. So I did not go to get it, but maybe before Christmas I'll get some.
Yes, that's the only one that has it. Well, Shaw's didn't have any down here where I live in Stop and Shop. They all ran out. And your Stop and Shop is the only one that has it.
I was thinking that, you know, that's probably something you can order off Amazon pretty easy, too. Because it's not like it goes bad. You probably keep that stuff in the can for 3 years.
I think it's in a jar. And they have theirs in a jar. He said it was like a 12-ounce jar. So, because I called up and he said, yeah, they do have it. So, you know, down the pie aisle, the bacon area.
And I'll just eat it right out of the jar.
You can eat it right out of the jar. That's right. You don't like the crust.
I mean, it's not that I don't like crust. I just don't need it. Yeah, ice cream is good on mince pie.
Heat up a little bit in the microwave and put a little bit of vanilla ice cream on whatever on top.
I like to, so I use like this, I have this like zero calorie, low carb whipped cream that I put on stuff in an aerosol can. And I was like, but that's not the same on pie. You know, I like the Cool Whip on pie. And
I like
just,
Cool Whip.
I found the zero calorie Cool Whip. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that all the time. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I love Cool Whip. I could just put the ice cream right inside with it.
It's funny because I'm like, oh, I got to put zero calorie whipped cream on top of a piece of pie that has, you know, 1,000 calories in it, but that's all right.
I know. Oh, good. I'm glad you get the message. I didn't know if you did or not, but that's good. So you had a good weekend then.
I did. How was yours?
Oh, good. It was all right. I watched some Christmas movies on TV and yeah, I like watching those. But on Lifetime, I like those old ones.
I was in Walmart and I was like, now my mom works at Walmart, so I'm sure she knows that it exists already. If not, I might surprise her with it for Christmas. I saw a collection of all of the Hallmark Christmas movies. I think it was like 25 or 50 movies on like one DVD set.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah, she'd go crazy. My dad would kill me if I gave her that.
You'd be in front of him, Noah.
That'd be a year-round thing for
her. Where is she working?
Where him? I don't want to say it on the air.
Oh.
I don't want anybody to bother.
I didn't know she... Yeah, okay. I go to the one... Where him? I've been down to that one before. And,
I'll say it's not that one.
It's not around me.
No.
I mean, she doesn't live near you, that's right.
Yeah, they live a couple towns over.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah, that's good. My brother's friends are like a big shot at way of Walmart stores.
Yeah, for a guy that I went to high school with, he worked there in high school, and like everybody kind of laughed at him. But while we're all trying to finish college, he's a store manager, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, he's it took care of him and his family, so it worked out well for him.
He's got a great job too. Yeah, and he's only probably in his late 40s, early 50s. He's got a really great job with them. He travels all over, but it's good. It's like a supervisor type. But anyway,
I wish they gave their employees a little bit bigger discount, but that's all right.
I know. I always worked in retail, and we started off with 10%, then it went to 20%, but then that wasn't too bad. But I'll tell you, when I worked at Star Store, they had the best benefits. They paid for all our health insurance, all those people that worked there. At Blue Cross Blue Shield and all that, it was all paid for, and
wow.
we got six sick days a year we pay, and if you didn't take any of them, you got paid for them anyway, and then we just got plenty of benefits there. It was great, the best place to
That's
work.
I kind of miss that option of being paid for the days that you didn't use.
Yeah.
You know, I miss that, but now with the paid family and medical leave act, they don't do that anymore. But I used to like. Because I didn't take a vacation in my last cooking job. So I would get like my 2 weeks. And then by the time I left there, I had 4 weeks vacation. So I would just get 4 weeks pay. When I left there to come here full time, I had all the vacation time left over. So I got an extra month's paycheck before I came over
here. That's
great.
Yeah. Yeah. We had 4 weeks pay there at Star Store. So that was really good for like working in retail. But yeah, it was great. I hope they do something with the building. I really do. They put some stores inside there or something.
Yep. So Senator Montigny, when they recently put out a press release about some of the things that they got in the budget, and they mentioned that there are plans to continue on with utilizing that in a way that will benefit the community.
Oh, good. I heard something about that. Yeah, that's great. All right, then. You have a great day.
All right, you as well.
Mince meat.
I'll have to get down there and get some.
I know it. Clear off that whole shelf.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500. We were talking about mincemeat pie last week, and because Barry had an article about how at one point it was actually banned in Massachusetts, but not a lot of people like it. And I do. I'm one of the few people that like it, but I don't like too much of it. Like, I'm not going to, you know, you can give me a pumpkin pie. I'll take that thing home. And I can probably only have one slice a night now, but I'll end up eating that whole pie over the course of a couple of days. You can give me an apple pie. I'll probably eat the whole apple pie over the course of a couple of days. But you give me a mincemeat pie, I think it's probably going to go bad before I could finish it all. That's like one of those you can have like one or two slices a season, and that's it. And most, I like most pie. Lemon meringue, I'm not a huge fan of because I don't really love, I like lemons, but I don't like a lot of lemon flavoring. But I can't think of any other one that I don't. I mean, I love banana cream pie. Love strawberry rhubarb. Love pecan pie. Love cherry and blueberry. And yeah, I can't think of any that I don't like. I mean, I'll still have lemon meringue. I don't love coconut, but I'll have coconut cream. I like a good custard pie. Now I'm getting hungry. So I asked the question this morning because the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz went on the auction block and sold for $28 million. $28 million. And I don't know how many pairs there were. I had always heard that there were two pairs. But I could be mistaken in that. And I thought one pair was in the Smithsonian, but I guess there's more than two pairs because there's some in another museum. And now these ones, unless the Smithsonian ones were taken off display and returned to whoever originally owned them. I also haven't been to the Smithsonian in probably 30 years, so. But $28 million for a movie prop. Granted, one of the most iconic movie props of all time. So I'm asking you today, if you could own any movie prop, what would it be? What would you want to have for your very own? Keep in mind, though, it's just a prop. It's not going to work. And I have the question up at on the WBSM Facebook page. And I'm also taking app chat and open line voicemails. We also have, of course, the ability to call in 508-996-0500. But that's the question I'm going to ask this morning. What movie prop would you like to own? We also mentioned the story that Barry has at WBSM.com and on the app that New Bedford City Councilor Ian Abreu is a finalist for Fairhaven Town Administrator. He will meet today with the three-member search committee. And they're going to meet with each of the four finalists for the, it's an interim position. And I don't know when they're going to make a decision. I don't know if they're meeting with everybody today or if it's over the course of this week. You know, generally, these interviews tend to go a long time, so I don't think they're going to have them all done one right after the other, but I also don't know if this is the first one or if this is the last one or where in the process they are. And I'm sure Chris will come in and have more information for you. But I can tell you that I shared that story, Barry's story, in a couple of Fairhaven Facebook groups, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Everyone that has commented has been in support of, and I guess not even knowing the other candidates, the comments have all been in support of Ian Abreu getting that position and saying that it would be a great choice. Some of these folks are, even though they're in a Fairhaven group, some of them are New Bedford residents. But many of them are Fairhaven residents, which shows that Ian Abreu's reputation has extended beyond the city of New Bedford. And there's nothing that would keep him from having both positions, from being the interim town administrator of Fairhaven, but also still being a New Bedford city councilor. So this isn't a situation where, you know, there's conflict of interest. If there was somebody who was, you know, looking to do business in Fairhaven, but also had an issue before the New Bedford City Council, he could just recuse himself from voting on whatever that issue might be. So I don't think there's really going to be any conflict there. And I think if anybody knows Ian Abreu, you know that he could give his all to both communities. I just hope that he can keep all of that up and his businesses and all of that because, you know, I'm a fan of his other businesses and I want to make sure we can get our Silmo syrup and our fried seafood. That's just my own selfish reason. So 508-996-0500. I guess the true kickoff for me for the holidays is going to be this Friday. I mentioned it in the first hour, but for anybody new that is tuned in, it has become now an annual tradition here on WBSM that we have Santa Claus come to WBSM a couple of weeks before Christmas and take phone calls from all the kids. Now, this will be, I believe, Santa's third year. Because I know I did it with Santa last year and Marcus did it with Santa the year before. So I think this is the third year that Santa will have come to WBSM and taken phone calls. And it's going to happen this Friday, December 13th, beginning at 7 p.m. And we're going to go 2 full hours. And it's all thanks to New Bedford Fire Union Local 841. They're the ones that bring Santa Claus in. They have the direct connection to the North Pole. They bring him in. They bring him down here. And he'll be here taking the phone calls. And he's the one that asked for 2 hours. You know, we would never dream of asking him to give more time to us during his busy season. We're thankful just for the time that he gives us. But he said, you know, last year I felt, and Santa and I stayed here for quite some time after the broadcast ended, taking phone calls. We made sure all the kids that wanted to talk to Santa got a chance to do so. And so he said this year, he said, you know, can you make 2 hours available? And I said, well, if I say no, Santa's going to put me on the naughty list and then I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Isn't that a song? And so I said, well, we'll definitely make it happen, Santa. So we will have 2 hours with Santa Claus this Friday, 7 to 9. So, you know, it's a Friday night. So if the kids got to stay up a little bit later to get through on the phone, it's okay. And we're going to have the kids tell Santa what they want. Now, if for some reason your child or grandchild or whoever cannot call in live on Friday night, if they are unable to call because they've got activities going on or they've got to be out of town or whatever, you can always pre-record your request for Santa and send it to me on the WBSM app. Just open it up, hit the open line button, record some audio, send that over, and I'll save that to play for Santa on Friday night. And as I mentioned earlier, this will be not only on 99.5 FM and 1420 AM, it'll also be on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So family members who live all over will be able to hear when the child calls in. So if grandma and grandpa down in Florida, they want to hear, they'll be able to tune in and listen. And we'll have it all available on podcast as well. It's one of the most magical nights of the year, and it's happening this Friday, beginning at 7 p.m., Santa Claus, right here on WBSM. Again, brought to you by New Bedford Fire Union Local 841. And, of course, by the man himself, Santa Claus. I got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, welcome back in. We are going to go into the newsroom now and get the latest from Phil Devitt. When we come back on the other side, more with you, 508-996-0500. Take it away, Phil.
The Syrian government collapses. What President Biden had to say. President-elect Trump talks deportation plans. And what's the best Christmas song of all time?
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden says at long last the Assad regime has fallen in Syria. Speaking from the White House on Sunday, Biden said the U.S. will work with other allies in the Middle East to protect the region from ISIS and other terrorist factions while supporting an independent Syria. Biden spoke briefly following a meeting with his national security team after Syrian rebels toppled the government of President Bashar al-Assad and captured the Syrian capital of Damascus. The U.S. military has about 900 troops stationed in northeastern Syria, defending against Islamist militants. Israeli forces are claiming Hezbollah violated a ceasefire agreement Sunday. Israel Defense Forces said the Israeli Air Force struck a storage facility in southern Lebanon after alleging Hezbollah was operating within a weapons storage facility, which it claims was a violation of the ceasefire because members were operating there. The IDF went on to say it was only operating according to the agreement and maintained ceasefire conditions on its end. President-elect Trump says children born in the U.S. could be deported if their parents are in the country illegally. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Trump said he doesn't want to break up families, and so children may have to leave alongside their undocumented parents once he takes office. Trump also reaffirmed his commitment to ending birthright citizenship. He also appeared to say his administration's deportation efforts would go well beyond undocumented immigrants convicted of crimes and target others as well. Despite the comments, Trump insisted he wants to keep immigrants who are so-called dreamers, those brought to the U.S. as children and enrolled in the DACA program. The manhunt for the gunman who shot and killed the CEO of a major healthcare company now in day six. Authorities believe the suspect left the New York City area shortly after Wednesday's attack in Midtown Manhattan. The FBI and law enforcement agencies around the country are helping the NYPD, and photos of the suspect have been posted at patrol stations along the Mexican and Canadian borders. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to the suspect's arrest. The NYPD offering an additional $10,000. Judy Garland's ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz have sold at auction for $28 million. Heritage Auctions in Dallas says it's the most valuable movie memorabilia ever sold at auction. With house commissions, the total price for the iconic slippers came to over $32 million. The slippers are one of four surviving pairs that Garland wore in the 1939 film. The other original slippers have also sold at auction, but not for nearly as much. That was not the only Wizard of Oz memorabilia sold this weekend. The black hat worn by the Wicked Witch, also up for auction, sold for $2 million. And according to a list compiled by Newsweek, the most popular Christmas song ever made is Bing Crosby's White Christmas, officially released in 1942. The hit was the title track of Crosby's White Christmas musical and quickly became a favorite of members of the United States Armed Forces. Other songs that topped the list include Crosby's Silent Night, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas to round out the top five.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins in Canada to play the Winnipeg Jets on Tuesday. Celtics home to play the Detroit Pistons on Thursday. Patriots back at it Sunday in Arizona to play the Cardinals.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Increasing clouds today with light to moderate rain developing in the afternoon. Rainfall amounts likely reach near a half inch by tonight. Tuesday will be overcast in between storm systems. As for temperatures, a high of 47 degrees today and 45 degrees on Tuesday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
welcome back in. That, of course, is Shanice with I Love Your Smile, one of the most catchiest songs of the 90s, maybe of all time. And the funny thing is, you might not know little background on that song. At the end of the song, there's like a little laugh that happens. And people always just assume that that was Shanice herself doing that laugh. But it's not. It's actually Janet Jackson and her then husband, Rene Elizondo, who were hanging out in the studio with Shanice as she was recording that. And they did the little laughs at the end. So I asked the question today, and of course we can talk about the important news that is going on in the world. We can talk about the fall of Syria. We can talk about the U.S. strikes on ISIS. We can talk about local news. We can talk about City Councilor Ian Abreu interviewing today for the interim town administrator position in Fairhaven. But also in the news is the fact that the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz went for $28 million at auction. And so my question that I'm asking today is, what movie prop would you most like to own? And a few people have sent TV props instead, and I'll allow it. Not Bad says, Archie Bunker's chair from All in the Family would be my first choice. You know, that'd be a cool thing to own, and I've seen that one in the Smithsonian. But you know what's interesting about that chair is it doesn't look comfortable at all. But also, you know, chairs weren't comfortable then. We didn't have these big, overflowing, stuffed chairs like we have now, you know, back in the 70s. People sat in things that weren't nearly as padded. And I say that as somebody who sat in a lot of old furniture over the course of my life. I mean, you go into, I like to go to the Cove Antiques over in Kilburn Mill, and they have that huge section of antique furniture. And I mean, if I had, you know, $1 million to go through there, and I'd buy so many things. But when you sit in them and you realize, oh, this isn't, how did people sit in this? Well, because they didn't have soft, weak bodies like we have. They were sturdier, better posture. They could sit in those chairs and be comfortable. But like, you sit on a fainting couch and you're like, oh man, I would have to be fainting to lay down on this thing, because otherwise it's not comfortable. And also keep in mind too, that when they were new, they were a lot more comfortable than they are now, because a lot of the fabric is, you know, lost its whatever plushiness it had over time. You redo those pieces with more modern stuff, and it's a little bit more comfortable, but not much. You ever go to an old house from the 1600s, like one of those heritage museums where the mattresses were basically made out of rope? Yeah, those are not comfortable either. But people slept on them, because before that, they slept on the floor. So that older furniture, I might want to look at it, but I don't know that I'd want to necessarily sit in it. DSY says the Christmas lamp from A Christmas Story. He said he just sold one for $60. Imagine the original. And that would be something that would be quite the conversation piece. You could have the soft glow of electric sex in your own window. That's a line from the film for those who haven't seen it. And I think that would be something. But now they make the knockoff ones. So you'd also have to have like a certificate of authenticity to prove to people, look, I have the original. This is the real deal. Because that's the thing is, you know, now they make these replica props that look so much like the original ones that it'd be hard to say to somebody, like, yes, this is the original from the movie. And the memorabilia market is flooded with fakes. When I was a kid, you would have asked me, you know, what would you like to have as a prop? And I might have said I would want the Batmobile from the 1989 Tim Burton Batman film. Now I know that I would never want that because it was barely pieced together. But there are tons of those Batmobiles out there now because they've made a kit where people can put them together. So you can have your own 1989 Batmobile if you want. I've seen one in person. It's very cool. Probably in better shape than the original. Also, when I was a kid, kind of weird, but I wanted Mel Gibson's Beretta from Lethal Weapon. But what else would I want to have? I don't know, Indiana Jones hat, whip, and jacket. I mentioned Pee Wee Herman's bike. I mentioned the Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters, the DeLorean from Back to the Future. What movie prop would you most like to have? You don't have to pay $28 million for it, but what movie prop would you like to have? 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Going to take a break here and be back in a few. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And by the way, if you don't have the WBSM app already, what are you waiting for? It's free, and it's everything you love about WBSM in the palm of your hand. You can listen to WBSM right on the app, anywhere in the world, in crystal clear FM quality sound. You can also get all our local programming anytime you want to hear it with our podcasts. You've got app chat, so you can text us right in the studio. Open line, where you can leave us a voicemail 24 hours a day that we can play on the air. You get breaking news alerts as we send the latest stories right to your device, plus all of our content. All of our WBSM.com stories anytime. And you get live traffic and weather, so you always know before you go. Plus exclusive contests, deals, and so much more. Download the free WBSM app now from your app store or at WBSM.com. And it is brought to you by South Coast Towing. And we've got a contest right now for you on the app and at WBSM.com where you can enter to win a pair of tickets to see Earth, Wind, and Fire at Mohegan Sun on December 18th. They're going to be performing all of your favorites. And from what I can gather from the set lists at some of their recent shows, I mean, you're going to be in for a good long show. It's at the Mohegan Sun Arena. And if you are a fan of Earth, Wind, and Fire, you're going to hear everything you want to hear and be able to kind of, you know, dance in front of your seat, dance in the aisle, that kind of thing. And have a good time right before the Christmas holiday, December 18th. And you can enter to win tickets right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy and where you can head out to get the perfect Christmas gift for the drinker in your life because they've got gift certificates. They've got all kinds of special items throughout the course of the month. And they've even got, right now, a bunch of ornaments around the store that you can buy. And the money from the sales of those ornaments goes to the Fairhaven Veterans Center. So even when you're out there picking up a gift, you're doing good at the same time. So why not give somebody one of those ornaments and a nice Stevie's gift card for Christmas? You know, if anybody was thinking of getting me anything, that'd look good under my tree. But thanks to them for sponsoring this contest and all of our ticket giveaways here on the show. So again, 508-996-0500 is my number. I've got to take another break. They've hit me with a whole bunch of commercials this morning, so we'll be back in a few moments. All right, well, we are out of time for this hour. See, it's flying by quickly. There's a lot of breaks today, a lot of commercials in the breaks today. So we'll get through it. We'll get them all in there so that we can make sure that we keep the lights on here at WBSM. And, of course, we appreciate you visiting all of our great sponsors and making them know how much you love listening to WBSM and how grateful you are that they help keep it going. So think about that as you are out and about and doing all your shopping this year for the holidays and for more. We're